Hi, this is Pastor Ben Weisbrod at Church of the Cross, and I'm ready for another episode of Deeper Together. Today I'm set up recording in the trees outside my home. The soil, climate, and atmosphere of growth. Talk to the people, special folks in your life, using Paul's approach. Paul is enriching the soil. Paul is creating a good climate. Paul is spreading an atmosphere for growth. So let's go deeper together, chapter 1 of Paul's letter to the Philippian church. Beginning in verse 3, I thank my God every time I remember you, and I am constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am confident of this, he says in verse 6, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. This sounds like how I feel towards the folks at Church of the Cross. I feel this gratitude for every person, every encounter, and each consideration of one another. And I go to God in prayer as an advocate for each individual, for the marriages and families, in an attitude of joyful anticipation, because prayer is a powerhouse. Paul's words help me to recall that I've not been here at the foundation of the Church of the Cross as folks lived in Christ. Decades have occurred, which included sharing and growing in the faith, and this is humbling. I have so much to learn. It will be fun to learn more and more. Paul reaches down, deep down, and utters this best takeaway verse worthy of committing to memory. Listen to his confidence. The good work in these brothers and sisters is opening up to a completion, to growth, to a deepening, becoming stronger, and a realization of the gifts God has provided and will provide to live ever more faithfully into our various callings. Church is the soil, the climate, and the atmosphere promoting the individual worth of every soul. Church life declares that an individual soul is not complete except in relation. We've all been with people who think of us as less than capable. Each has a history alongside someone who has underestimated you, counted you as unworthy. I have written this above with the congregation of Church of the Cross in mind, but it is also very wonderful to think of a one-on-one sharing between believers, in pairs perhaps, turning toward one another in a small group gathering, a Sunday school class, on a retreat where people move somewhere in pairs to take turns, one as speaker and the other as focus, and then switching places. This is also a wonderful bit of scripture for husband and wife to share, each taking turns as speaker and focus. It is so appropriate for parents spoken to a child who's a new Christian, perhaps, say, for example, on the year following confirmation. What are other situations or opportunities for us to share intimately with one another this strong word of affirmation and confidence that Christ is working in another's life? An equal confidence that the journey of faith and growth in him or her is far from complete. More wonderful is our prayer and our dream surrounding this precious other. So in closing, a few questions. Number one, who, where, and when were you left feeling unworthy, unappreciated, and unaffirmed? And the second question, give an example of someone who built you up, showed confidence in you. And finally, describe a church that focuses on the climate, atmosphere, and improving the soil. Oh God, may we, like Paul, be enrichers of the soil, May we create the good climate, and may we spread an atmosphere for growth in Christ. Thank you, God, for your blessings. Amen.